Hello, my friends, it's Eden. And you know, at this stage of life, hydration is about more than just quenching thirst. It's about feeling balanced, energized, and clear. That is why I am excited to tell you about Greater Than, a coconut water-based hydration elixir made specifically for women. It's designed to support us through every stage, from hormone shifts to busy days and workouts. Each can gives you natural electrolytes, plant-based vitamins, gentle fiber, and the equivalent of 3 servings of fruits and vegetables, all with less sugar and more potassium. And here's the bonus. Greater Than was created by a female-led team and developed with a registered dietitian, so every ingredient has a real purpose. You know, I'm a huge fan of orange mango, but pineapple coconut, oh my goodness. It's crisp, clean, and makes staying hydrated feel like a treat and not a chore. So if you're ready to feel more energized, more radiant, and more you, quite frankly, go to drinkgt.com. That's drinkgt.com. It's hydration for her. Beautifully done and deliciously refreshing.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back, with nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome, everyone, to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, where the podcast for women over 50. I'm Eden Kendall. Christine Stone is here. She's a professional organizer, and we are going to always try to include a little something about organizing in every episode, but this one is more about just taking care of yourself from a perspective of actually being willing to be, and I hate to use the word selfish, but self-fulfilling maybe? I don't know what the word would be to say.
I don't think selfish. I think just honoring yourself by taking care of yourself.
Before we get into that, though, there are a couple of things current event-wise that we wanted to talk about. We will get to our self-care bingo momentarily. But the first one, I'm seeing a lot of buzz about it. I have not gotten excited to watch it. Maybe you can change my mind. It's a series, right? Love Story.
John F. Kennedy Jr., Carolyn Bessette, Love Story.
Love Story. All right, so this we already know has a tragic ending.
Oh, no, but that's the funniest part of this. So I didn't start watching it until like a week ago. Because when you've lived it, you're like, I mean, it's going to be not true because how do they really know what happened when they're alone, you know?
Yeah.
But then everyone kept talking about it and talking about it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch it. Okay, I have to say it does suck you in. I mean,
it does?
Yeah, because the music is amazing that they put to it, all the 90s music.
Oh.
The clothing is fabulous. They reenacted every bit of clothing that she wore. They made New York City look like the 90s again. I mean, it really is nostalgia. And now I can kind of see why everyone's in the 90s nostalgia thing. Yes, by watching it, it's like, okay, you added a lot of fluff to this, but that's because I think we lived it. Now, here's the funniest thing. People in their 20s, I see go online and they're like, I'm going to tape my boyfriend watching this. And he told me, don't tell me how it ends.
Oh.
And I was like, is this a joke? Like, they don't understand how it ended. Now, we have Google, we have AI. You would think they would be able to look up how it ends. Or it kind of starts with the plane crash. That's how the first episode starts. So you know that's kind of how it is. But I find it hilarious because they act like this is super, super real. Every bit of it is real. They're all buying her clothes and her headbands and her shoes and her everything. Like, they are just wanting to be Carolyn Bessette. And I am just finding humor in all of this.
She was very beautiful.
Stunning.
And I mean, it is such a tragic story because her sister was with her as well.
I know.
In the plane crash when John F. Kennedy Jr.'s plane that he was flying went down.
And we're not spoiling anything.
We're not spoiling anything by saying that. If you have paid any attention over the last
to history
25 years. So the crux of it is, though, the way the 90s are coming back is what you're saying is, is what's so entertaining here to see. Because Gen Z is really getting their first exposure to this socialite.
Right.
And quite honestly, that kind of fashion wasn't as appreciated, I don't think, back in the 90s.
No, it wasn't.
By the hoi polloi, if you will.
No.
I mean, this was for the very, very rich. But now people are looking at it and saying, wow, that looks beautiful.
Well, from an organizer's point of view and someone who's only worn black, white, and neutral forever, that's what she wore, was black, white, and neutral, and or a red long jacket or a leopard jacket, but those were coats, you know what I mean? So for everybody to go, I just want to go neutral, I just want to be like her, I just want to really... I am laughing.
What you're really saying is you want to be like Chris Stone.
Yes, you want to be like me. Because everything she wore was very simple, neutral, not a lot of jewelry, very minimal jewelry. And she just wore her hair down. It wasn't always polished and perfect. And I just think it's hilarious that everyone's trying to copy somebody, which, by the way, no one, and I mean no one, could ever be Carolyn Bessette. To me, she was a one in a million, and that's probably why he wanted her so bad, because she emulated that one in a million feeling. But but everything, even the wedding was last week, and that was a whole thing.
So it's still unfolding. They didn't release all the episodes
No, once a week, and I think that's also what's captivating everybody, because they can't wait for the next week to see what she's going to wear, how they're going to get along, and the whole fight in the park that they had. They recreated it identically because they had the footage, so they could recreate it. And it's just so... And Daryl Hannah spoke out and said the whole thing's a lie. None of that ever happened.
Wait, tell me again, Daryl Hannah's...
She dated him for 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
And they're saying the relationship overlapped, but she's saying it didn't.
Okay.
You know, they make her out to be this ditzy drug addict, and she's like, I've never done that in my entire life. And, you know, so she's like, I've had enough. This is all a bunch of lies.
Yes, I've seen a lot of... counter storytelling as this is unrolling. So I'm starting to get interested. You're hooking me. You had me at 90s music.
Oh, great music.
And the
great
outfits
soundtrack.
For sure. So this does sound... I'll have to check in with my daughter and see if she's watching.
Sure she is. Because both my daughters got me into it. I wasn't watching it because I'm like, I know how this ends.
I don't like a sad story.
You know, also, you know, like... it's one of those, like when Princess Diana died, you remember when John F. Kennedy's plane went down and they couldn't find him, and the search went... It was tragic.
What was the year?
1999.
Okay.
July. I mean, and I was home, young kids, watching TV.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. Just to see this all come up and people only seeing it as this truly romantic, which, you know, in real life,
of course,
I don't know if it was
poetic, you know, they took poetic justice with that. So
so that's definitely something you have to watch. But I was laughing so hard. I love my 20-somethings, I really do. But when they said don't tell them how the story ends. I'm like,
it's like Titanic.
I wanted to leave
it intermission because it was going so well for everybody.
Right. Exactly. So anyway.
Oh my goodness. Okay. The other show business related thing that you and I traded texts back and forth about this week was Rachel Ward, who starred in The Thornbirds, which was a miniseries back in the day, and then she was in Against All Odds.
Oh, God,
and she was
Against All
a
Odds.
A very beautiful actress that always played the romantic lead.
And she was always the sexy romantic
lead. Well,
like, every man was in love with Rachel Ward, especially after Against All Odds.
Ugh. Well, she has not cared at all about maintaining that image. I find her to still be very beautiful, but she lives on a farm now.
Yeah.
She does not color her hair.
She doesn't do anything.
She doesn't wear makeup. Nothing. She doesn't do anything.
Nothing.
And she's getting, a lot of shit about it.
A lot. Like mean stuff saying, you know, how could you let yourself go like that? You're so ugly. And finally she had to respond. And that's that TikTok, I think it was, that I sent you. And she was like, I live on a farm. I'm a farmer.
Horses and goats don't care.
They don't care what I look like. Nobody does, because I live alone with my husband out on a farm in the middle of nowhere. So why would I spend time and money when this is not my life anymore? I'm not in entertainment anymore. I haven't been in a movie in a million years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she said, for people to be so concerned about my life and how I look is very bizarre.
I continually get these pictures in my feed of women looking their age.
Yep.
God forbid a woman looks her age. Now, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I will drink any serum you put in front of me that's
exactly
going to prevent me from looking my age. So that would be just a lie if I said, we should all look our age. But when a woman does look like she's aged 30 years in the last 30 to 40 years, you get all of these people saying, oh my gosh, what happened to her? And then you have the other people that want to take up for her. How dare you? Isn't a woman allowed to age?
Right.
And I'm like, why are we having this battle? Everyone can choose
what they want to
do. How they want to do it.
They also did that to the woman who was on Dynasty, Linda.
Linda Evans.
Yeah. They did that to her, and her circumstance was kind of the same. She lived out in the middle of nowhere on a farm. She had horses and all. And she was like, if you're not in the spotlight anymore, like if I lived on a farm, just so you know, so if you ever want to come visit me on my farm, I would not color my hair. I would not wear makeup. I wouldn't do anything. Why? Because you're not, that's your life.
I don't believe you.
I swear to God.
Now
I need to go get a farm.
Get a farm and come see me with your gray roots.
I would even cut my hair short, white, no makeup, because you're only with your animals.
I don't think animals care about
what you're doing. Or who you, they just want to be fed. That's all they want, in my opinion. Or walked or run or whatever you do with them.
No, I think part of me believes you and part of me is like, okay, that would be such culture shock.
Isn't that like a dream in reality?
In reality, sure.
You don't think about that? Like if I never had to be on a camera or do any social media or I was retired and I didn't have any, a little, I think every woman.
Yeah.
Feels that way.
I definitely see that upside. And I think, too, that as many times as I replay our friend George Brescia, the fashion icon, who once told us, when you go out in public, you're not invisible.
Right.
Even if you're not on camera, you're at Publix or whatever, and you run into someone and you're hiding, ducking behind milk or whatever, because what you don't really want is for someone to walk away and go, she looks sick. You look tired. But I'm telling you, if you run into me in Publix, I'm not going to have my lashes on. I'm going to be wearing a baseball.
I usually go to a Publix where I don't know anybody. I'll even travel like 10 minutes further just to go to a Publix. I don't want to talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see anybody.
And Publix, for some of you guys listening, don't have that. That's our grocery store chain. Very big in the South. And I know that we have listeners all over the world. So we should say.
Yeah.
We don't mean public, going out in public. We mean going to Publix.
Yes, the grocery store. So I'll avoid it sometimes, or I'll go to like a store nobody goes to, some little small grocery store just to pick up a few things when you're just not in the mood to be seen.
It's a social event because
exactly
both of us live in little pockets within our big city, and typically you see all your kids' parents,
Friends'
parents everywhere. So it's just one of those decisions you have to make, like, okay, I'm going out in public. One thing I did learn from you is I do feel a little bit better throughout the day if I at least try to put myself together a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And I feel like you would, even if you were on a farm and you were just tending the goats, I think you would still have a nice, beautiful ponytail. I just do. I just think you are the kind of person that would want to feel put together, even if no one was around to see it.
We'll never know. It's a dream. It's a vision.
Well, enjoy. We're gonna agree to disagree on what you would do if you had a farm.
If I'll be a farm lady.
Hi, it's Eden. You know, I'm on TV every day, so how I look on camera and how I feel in what I'm wearing really matters. And that is why I love Armoire. I can rent beautiful, high-quality pieces that fit my style. I can wear them on air. I can wear them out to dinner. If I'm going on a trip, it's so easy to pack. And then I swap everything for something new. Now, Christine, who is, of course, a professional organizer, loves this. Because clothing rental, like from Armoire, keeps your closet from overflowing with clothes that you're never going to wear. With a clothing rental membership, you can build a stylish and very personalized wardrobe without any of the hassle and expense. First, you take a quick 5-minute style quiz. You pick your favorites. Then your items arrive at your door in as little as 2 days. And we love that Armoire is women-founded and women-led, and they even spotlight women-owned designers. Right now, try Armoire and get up to 60% off your first month. That's up to $150 off. Just check out armoire.style/UUpodcast. That's armoire.style/UUpodcast. It's in our show notes. Try it today and never worry about what to wear again. Can you imagine waiting 11 years to get screened for cancer? On average, people with mental health issues experience an 11-year delay between symptoms and seeking help, and close to 2/3 of mental illnesses go untreated. Hearts for Minds promotes healthy lives by promoting mental health education, facilitating early identification, and connecting people to treatment. Are you ready to learn more? Go to heartsforminds.org. Hearts, F-O-U-R, minds.org. For more information and to learn how you can help. But now it's time to get into this topic, which is self-care bingo. So we, from the very beginning, have had a sponsor, and they are called heartsforminds.org. It is a nonprofit, but they have we have been very aligned with them. I just hosted a pickleball tournament with them, and it was a lovely affair. Cheryl Johnson, the founder of Hearts for Minds, was on our show explaining that she founded the organization after her son passed away. He had mental health issues, and he eventually bought some drugs that had
fentanyl
in them. And they had been doing the battle to destigmatize mental health for years.
Which I love. Yeah.
And that's really the goal of this organization. Among the many things, though, on their website, which is a very informative website, is self-care bingo. And every month they release a new bingo card, and everybody's encouraged to decide how they want to do it. Do you want to fill in the card? Do you want to try to make a line across it? But to pay attention to what you're doing. So I'm pulling up March's self-care bingo card, and I'm going to tell you what the squares are. And then, of course, in our Ladies Only Uncluttered and Unfiltered Facebook group, we'll post the bingo card so you can play along. But I want to go through these and find out if you would do or have done these things yet. And March has only just begun.
Right.
Spring clean a small space.
That's a given.
That's a given.
Yeah, because I've already done it.
But let's talk about how that is considered self-care. You have said for years.
Absolutely. That is, to me, your home is your tranquility, your peaceful space. And if it's full of clutter, full of clothes you hate, full of things you're surrounding yourself that you don't really like, that you don't want to keep, but that it's just too much, you're overwhelmed. Yes, I think that's self-care. Taking one area at a time. Right now, I just finished spring cleaning my closet because we live in Florida and we get warmer weather earlier. But it just felt so amazing to get rid of a lot of stuff that either I wasn't wearing, I didn't like, whatever it was. And I definitely think anytime you pick one area and declutter it, it's going to make you feel better.
Okay.
And you know that,
too. There, you got your organizational nugget. Start with a small area. And we're going to go down. So this is still in the B column for the bingo. Okay. Read a new book.
You know I don't read books.
I knew you didn't read books.
But I know you do read
books. I do. I listen to them. I say I read them. That's a whole controversy. But I say I read a book, but I've really just listened to a book.
Well, I don't.
I've consumed a book.
The thing is, I can start a book, but then I get busy and doing other things, and I feel like it takes me forever to read a book. So when we were reading books, I was listening
like for
to
the
it.
Show.
Yeah, right, but yeah. That's because you showed me how to do it. I didn't even know how to listen to books in my car.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? You showed me that whole thing. This is called...
Learning. Always be learning.
Always be learning.
Drink only water all day. You've had days where you've... Coffee, but... Coffee and water, I've done.
Drink water all day. You know what? I start it and then I have to pee all the time and then I end up stopping it. But it is so good for you. Like when I do it,
yeah.
I feel so good and I can tell in my skin and everything. But it's so hard when all you're doing is peeing all day, trying to find the next bathroom. Anyway.
I'm sure there are physicians, and I've heard them say this, that you can condition yourself. And if you do this regularly, you won't have that reaction, but
okay.
I'm with you.
I still have
the same issue you do. Write a poem. You're not going to do that.
No.
I'm not going to do that. Would you do it?
I would love to write a poem, but does it have to be like back in the old days when we had to write haikus? Is it where rhyming? Like, is it a rhyming?
What do you prefer?
I would say a rhyming poem.
I think that would be fun. I would do that.
I would do a rhyming
I
poem.
I could see you
for
doing
sure.
It. I just
now today, that's going to get me thinking because now I'm going to think of a poem to write.
Okay. You can perform it like a rap.
Yeah.
On our podcast. Do a puzzle or a Sudoku. I do my puzzles every day. So that's me. I do the New York Times puzzles. I do Strands, Connection, Wordle, the Mini and the Midi crosswords every day.
Oh, my gosh. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't.
Sometimes if I'm feeling especially squirrely, I'll do Pips.
Oh, see, I don't do any games. I mean, I used to love to do puzzles, and we did puzzles during COVID,
mm-hmm.
but I really don't play games. I used to do a lot of word search in college. I mm-hmm. could sit with a word search book. I feel like technology has just made me like...
Mm-hmm. Well, I do these on my phone, but yeah.
I guess I could try. I don't know.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, this is just a...
Good suggestion,
this
though.
This is just a bingo card. You know, okay. Maybe you'll go across instead of down. That was okay. Just B down. Okay, now we're over to I. Sleep 8 hours, three nights in a row. 3 nights in a row of 8 hours of sleep.
Oh, I could do that easily.
So could I.
I mean, easily. That wouldn't even be self-care. That'd be my everyday life.
For some people, though, they don't treat themselves to that kind of rest. So
right.
I can see where that would be
right.
Self-care.
And by the way, since daylight savings time, mm-hmm. all these doctors were coming out and saying a lot of people suffer from heart attacks and illnesses during this week change because it messes with your circadian rhythm.
Oh.
Circadian rhythm, whatever mm-hmm. that is. And so that's why they're hoping that they stop doing this back and forth. People get in more car accidents this week. So I definitely think when you mess with your sleep, it messes with everything.
Good notes. Donate 3 items you don't use. Once again, organizing coming into the self-care category.
Exactly. And I would say once you start with the 3, you'll move on to 5, 6, 7. So yes, I definitely think clutter is part of looking at your self-care and how you treat not only your closet, your home, everything, your garage. When you have to look at clutter messes all the time, it just causes stress mm-hmm. and anxiety.
Box breathing. Have you done this? Box no. breathing. That's, I think if I have this right, it's when you breathe in for a certain amount of time, hold it for a certain amount of time, let it out for a certain amount of time, and then nothing. So it's like in a box.
Wait, I just held my breath. I'm dizzy. Okay, what?
You breathe in. I can't remember. It's 4 seconds or 7 seconds. You breathe in. You wait. Then you breathe out. You wait. You breathe in. It's a breathing. It's intentional breathing.
Oh, no.
It's taking
I
breaths.
Probably should, though.
Meditate for 30 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to be honest here. I have tried to meditate really hard. I mean, really, I really tried to make an effort. You have to block everything else mm-hmm. out when you're meditating. And I, for the life of me, could not do that. Like, it would start out good, and then I'd start to think, oh, God, I forgot. I have to put the chicken out on the counter to defrost. You know what I mean?
I fall asleep when I do it. If I do, like, a guided meditation right. and I'm listening to something, I will fall asleep.
I would like to really learn the
I would
proper
too. I
way
think there,
to meditate.
There
I
are
think
people
it just
who
calms
swear
your
by
brain.
It. Okay, so one more on this particular list. Bake something from scratch. I believe you are someone who, I feel like
I'm
you could
a
substitute
baker.
Cooking,
I'm a cooker.
Though.
I yeah. like to cook,
yeah.
but I'm not big into baking because I don't eat a lot of sweets.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I'm not into baking something. I wanted to learn to bake sourdough bread, but it was like more than three things I needed to do. And I'm like, I just, no.
Okay, moving on. Now we are BIN. This is the N row. Celebrate a small win.
Oh, I think that would be a good
Yeah, I like
thing.
That one too.
I really like that mm-hmm. one.
The next one, I do love this one. Delete an app that stresses you out.
I think that's very good.
A very good one. There are so many
There are so
apps
many
apps out there that we don't need.
Not only that, you don't need them, and they're taking up so much memory on your phone, and mm-hmm. you don't realize it until you start deleting some of them.
And when you're looking at your phone trying to find an app you want, I now
torturous.
Have to. The only way I can find apps on my phone is by searching,
right.
like alphabetically.
Right.
Watch a documentary.
Well, that's easy.
That's easy. That's you.
And it is relaxing, in
it
my
is.
Opinion, to watch
I
a
agree.
Documentary.
And the wilder, the better.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Reconnect with someone. That's actually my New Year's word was framily, which is reconnecting with friends and family. So reconnecting with someone, that is a form of self-care.
Well, I think that's a form of self-care also because so many people are lonely and just starting to reconnect and get out there again, really mm-hmm. mentally, mental health-wise, it does you good.
Okay, moving on to the next row, call a loved one. Very similar sentiment, call a loved one. That's certainly self-care.
Yeah.
Learn more about Hearts for Mind Connect. I love that. That is where they, on the Hearts for Mind website, they have mental health resources.
Right. Which is so important.
So important. Even if it's not for yourself, just to know where to go to find these kinds of things within your own community.
Right.
You never know when you're going to.
Support groups. I mean, so mm-hmm. many things.
Mm-hmm. Have a social media free day.
I think that's the best thing you could do for your mental health, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Just lock your phone up.
Shut it all off and go back to pretending you're in the 90s. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the 90s, the early 90s, was the last time there was really no social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a totally different time. And I think people now are yearning for that. Have you heard of those lock boxes?
Yes.
Or whatever? Where it makes you shut your phone, like it shuts your phone off automatically.
And I've also heard of these just blocks.
Yeah, that's
that people
what it
are,
was,
yeah.
like a block
yeah.
that you that takes you offline. But it's so funny because only someone younger would think of that because like you and I would just shut our phones off.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they're so ingrained with it that it's like, they're in withdrawals.
What's a technical way we can get you off
right,
tech?
Exactly. So, yes, I think taking all social media, whether it's social media, answering emails, whatever it is, getting rid of all of it for 24 hours, you'll notice your mental health.
You will notice
you
it.
Will.
It's a vast difference. And admire a local Hearts for Mind mural, but you can, of course, customize that for the community you're in. Most communities these days have beautiful murals. Go on a picnic.
I love picnics.
Self-care for sure. Now we're on to our final row for March. Practice patience. Woof. Woof. That's my toughest. I think patience is my weakest.
That one would be hard. That would have to be a practice.
Yeah.
Like really where you're practicing it before you actually do it. I try. I've been trying to be more patient.
This is self-care bingo. Wave to a neighbor.
Oh, I think that's so important. I always wave to my neighbors. Mm-hmm. Always.
Doing something outside of your comfort zone counts as self-care.
It does?
It does.
Really?
Yes. That's not your comfort zone, getting out of your comfort zone.
But
staying
okay.
in your comfort zone is within your comfort zone.
Right, exactly.
I'm a little bit different than you in that. I'm down for that. Try a new recipe. I know you're
also that. I love that. That to me is very relaxing.
And then this final one is one I also know that you would love, and it is change your pillowcases and your sheets.
Well, I change them. I change my pillowcases every other day and my sheets twice a week because I have a dog. And I found out I'm allergic to that dog, but that dog won't get out of my bed. So I have to change. And I have to say, by the way, I look forward to sheet changing day.
You do?
I love it. I think it's so exciting.
When you slide into that fresh bed.
It's just the best.
That's why it's under self-care. Because when you slide into, ours, I will tell you, it's once a week. But I love it. I love it.
It's just, it's to me, yes. I wouldn't even believe that that's on self-care. That's how much I love it. That is the best idea ever and buying new sheets and getting rid of the old sheets that are all like have little fuzz balls on them or rips in them and getting some nice new sheets and a new blanket. Ugh, look,
and invest in those, by the way.
Yes.
Invest in comfort.
Yes.
This is where you're spending, hopefully, a lot of your life.
I'm spending a lot of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do think if you invest in good sheets, and they don't have to be expensive. I've found some really high quality sheets that are inexpensive. I mean, you don't have to spend a lot of money. It's just a matter. But like I said, if you have a dog, sometimes you're changing them a lot. So you need more than like your standard three sets or whatever, because you're constantly having to do it.
Yes. We have a bed full of dogs
in
our house. Okay, so that's self-care bingo, Hearts for Minds, the number 4.org is where we got this. They have a different bingo card for every month of the year. And hopefully you will share with us your experience with this because we're going to post it in our Ladies Only Uncluttered and Unfiltered Facebook page. We invite you to join that. And we have every other social media out there. We're not necessarily the most proficient at all of it, but we give it our best. And if you would be so kind as to leave us reviews and do all of the things that you hear everybody on podcasts asks you to do, believe it or not, those do help others find us. And that's the main reason we care.
I agree.
We just want you to share us with your best friend, your cousin, your sister, somebody. All right. So we're moving on. We're going to tell you this. If you've been leaving dirty sheets on your bed or you're just thinking you don't deserve new fresh ones for no reason other than for self-care, that's an idea that you can let go.
And don't look back.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.